The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkalim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meima Rachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Taf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says there were 13 Shulchanos in the Mikdash. Two of them, when they're in the Ulam Libifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, are Pesach Abayis, inside the Ulam, by the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. One was of Shaish, of marble, and one was of Zohar, of gold. The one on marble was used for putting on the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was on the Shulchan all week and was changed from one week to the next. So the new Lechem Aponim was brought to the Beis HaMikdash and was placed on the table of marble temporarily, and then moved on to the golden Shulchan inside the Beis HaMikdash. The old Lechem Aponim was taken off the Shulchan inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you couldn't put it on a marble table before you took it out because of the concept of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin, as the Mishnah says. When it comes to Kedusha, you always go up rather than down. And therefore, you couldn't take something, the Lechem Aponim, which had Kedusha, off a gold table and put them on a marble table, which is less important and less worth than the gold. You could put the new Lechem Aponim, first of all, on a marble table and then onto the golden Shulchan inside the Beis HaMikdash, because a Malin B'Kodesh. By Eimer Reading, we don't go down in Madrega, and therefore when we take it off the golden table, we have to put it on another golden table before taking it to give out to the Kohenim to eat it. So we see from this Mishnah the famous concept of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin. It's an interesting context to use this concept. Normally Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin means that if we're using something for Kedusha, we can use it for some further Kedusha rather than a lesser Kedusha. In this case, we see that even applies to third object who is being used for the Kedusha. If the mitzvah, if the Kedusha, if the korban, if the lechem upon him has been placed on a gold table, then the Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin tells us we can't place it afterwards on a table of marble. It has to be at least as valuable as the table for which we took it. That's also included in the rule of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin. Now the Prima Godim, the Timon Membeis in Mishpat Zof, writes this mistaber that this halacha of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin is actually learned in our Torah. Rashi in Megillah Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph brings it to Sefta, who learns these concepts from Psukim. The Machtos of the Atas Korach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, should be made into the Mizbeach. From there we see Malin B'Kodesh, till now they're Keli, to be sure, and then they became part of the Mizbeach itself. V'lo Meridin we learn from the Mishkan, which was set up by Moshe Rabbeinu and taken down by Moshe Rabbeinu. Since it was started with Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't passed on to Yeshua or to anybody else to complete the job because of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin. Says the Prima Godin, since we learn it from Sukkim, it would appear that this concept of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin is a din min haTorah. However, the very same Prima Godin, in his Sefer Rosh Yosef on Megillah, Daf Kaf Amud Aleph, actually lies at the Chorish Midrabbanon, and he brings a proof which we'll discuss shortly. So too in the Prima Godim itself, in Mishpat Zos, at the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, it also seems to imply that it's rather a din drabbanon and not a din min haTorah. Now, the Taz in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet comes up with a very, very interesting chiddush. There he's discussing an oran. There he says that if you have an oran HaKodesh, which has been used to store Sifrei Torah, or to house Sifrei Torah, then you're not allowed to use it to put regular Sforim, even Sifrei Kodesh such as Gomorrah's or Sifrei Nevi'im, inside the Aron HaKodesh. And the reason is, again, because of Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin. If it's used for a greater Kedusha of Sefer Torah, it cannot be used for anything else. What about, says the Taz, if you have a box which you use temporarily, the Shul has been damaged for whatever reason, and the Aron HaKodesh needs to be rebuilt. So temporarily you house the Sifrei Torah in a Aron. Is that also got a Kedusha Sefer Torah that you now can no longer use for anything else? Says the Taz, if it's only something which was only supposed to be there temporarily, the Chorah will be okay. you'd be able to use it for other things afterwards, at least to put in others for him. Lulav Mr. Pina, I would say an interesting chiddush, says the Taz. That which we say that someone who should be used for a great kedusha, you can't use for a lighter kedusha, that is only if it can still be used for the greater kedusha. But if it's worn out and is no longer available to be used for the thing which was for greater kedusha, then you will be allowed at least to use it for something else of kedusha, even if that kedusha is less. And therefore, if you had an Aron HaKodesh which was worn out and had to be replaced, it was no longer suitable for keeping Sifrei Torah, since it can no longer be used for the higher Kedusha, it now may be permitted to be used for a lower Kedusha to store other Sforim. So suggests the Taz HaZechidosh. And he brings a proof from Sifrei Shulchan Aruch there in Siman Kufn and Dalet, which is based on the Gemara in Megillah. Then the Gemara says, mit pachu Sifrei Torah, the coverings of the Sifrei Torah, the cloth coverings of the Sifrei Torah, Shabbalah, it's been worn out, it can no longer be used to cover the Sefer Torah. What does one do with it? You can use it to make shrouds for mess. In the Rosh Hashanah, it's used for shrouds for a mess mitzvah. So my Mefarshim explained, it means that poor people, the poor man died and the family cannot afford to buy shrouds to bury him in, you're allowed to use a worn out mitpachas covering of the Sefer Torah, which anyway can't be used for anything else, and is anyway going to be buried because of its Kedusha, you're allowed to use it for shrouds for the poor man, for the mess mitzvah. Now says the Taz, L'chori, that's a lesser Kedusha. It was used previously for a Sefer Torah, and now you're using it to bury somebody in. Nonetheless, we find that it's permitted. What about the concept of Ma'alim Makodesh Veloma Reading? Answers the task. Here it doesn't apply, because it's no longer available to be used for its first purpose, for the earlier Kedusha, because it's worn out. And therefore, we see from here that once it's no longer available to be used at all for the higher Kedusha, you may in fact use it for the lower Kedusha. So I suggest the Taz as a Chiddush. The Maram Sheik in Yerodeh, Daf Kuf Mem on base, quotes this Taz and wants to use this halacha lemaisa. And he says that although we find that there is a concept of Ma'alim Makodesh Veloma Reading, and even if we learn it from the Torah, so it's a Dinta Raisa, nonetheless, the Torah is talking about the Guf HaChefetz itself, for example, the Machtos, the fire pans that were used for the Ketores, the Adas Korach. They themselves, something which is the gufo, is a mitzvah, its essence is being used for a mitzvah, or has kedusha, that is a concept of Ma'alim HaKodesh Veloma Reading. But we don't find where it's a tashmish kedusha, something which is used to aid the guf HaKodesh. It itself has not got kedusha, but it's used to serve something which has kedusha. That we don't find in our Torah, the concept of Ma'alim HaKodesh Veloma Reading. And who Adin, we don't find the concept of the Guf HaKodesh is no longer available to be used for its first purpose, if there's still a concept of Ma'alim HaKodesh Veloma Reading. And therefore, if we combine those two concepts together, and we would say, if we had something which wasn't a Guf HaKodesh, it was only Tashmish HaKodesh, and additionally, it was no longer available, so we have Tartin and Tivutza, it was no longer available to be used because it was worn out, and then we can certainly make it, or we can be lenient and use the Taz of Din to allow it to be used for something else. And therefore, for example, the Aron HaKodesh itself doesn't have Kedusha. It serves to house the Sefer Torah, which has a Kedusha. So the Aron HaKodesh is a Tashmishe Kedusha. It's not a Guf Kodesh. And since it's only Tashmishe Kedusha, and it's already been worn out, so it's no longer able to be used for anything else, then we can use it for a lower Kedusha, and we would not apply the concept of Ma'alim HaKodesh Veloma Reading. Similarly, Marash Engel and Chele Gimel, Daf Peches on Mud Gimel, also wants to say the same idea that with Tashmishi Kedusha can be Mekel, and even if Tashmishi Kedusha, the Machlokes are poskim, whether you can be paid for them or we can buy them out, and then Kedusha should be now on the money, and the Chavit itself should now become mutter to be used for even mundane purposes, even if we were to hold that that wouldn't work, it wouldn't have opinion, nonetheless, so Marash Engel, the Chorin Tashmishi Kedusha don't have Kedusha Min HaTorah, only Mid Rabbanan, and therefore we can be maker and rely on the Taz that if they're no longer available to be used for the first purpose because they're worn out, then you could use it for a lesser purpose as well. However, the Tuas Shor in the Gilad HaKafav on the base wants to bring a Raya to prove not like this din of the Taz from a Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis on the base. There, the Gemara brings a Brisa. The Brisa says, Yil Bash Al Basara, talking about Bikutei Kahuna, the garments which the Kohen wears. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yil Bash Lahavi Mitznefes Vahavneit Laharomus Hadeshen. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, we won't go into that. Rabbi Dais's opinion, what interests us here, Lahavi Bikutei Kohen Gol, Rabbi Yemakipurin, Shein Ksherin the Kohen Hedget. Rav Dosa says this special positive of Yilbash Tefel Zechidish, that once the Kohen Gadol has finished using his begodim, his garments which he used to serve in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, they're not going to be used again for anything else. They may be used for a Kohen Hedjit, for a regular Kohen to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on any other day of the year. Rebbe Omer Shtei Tshuvos Radama. Rebbe says, I disagree with this for two reasons. Number one, Chodo the Av Neitzah Shel Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Lo Hu Zeh Shel Av Neitzah Shel Kohen Hedjit. The belt which the Kohen Gadol uses is an entirely different belt to the one that the Kohen Hedjet wears. The belt of the Kohen Gadol and Kippur was made of butts of pure linen, whereas the belt of the Kohen Hedjet was kilayim, was wool and linen mixed together. And therefore, says Rebbe, the belt of the Kohen Gadol couldn't possibly be used by ordinary Kohen for any other avoda, since it's not the right belt. That's his first question on Rebbe Tosa. His second question is, V'oid, the Gadol shenishtamsha behen kedusha chamura, tishamesh behen kedusha kala. Begodim, garments which have been used for greater Kedusha, the Chari means to say either for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, or possibly the greater Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, cannot be used for Kedusha Kala, for a lighter Kedusha of any of a Kohen Hedjit. The Chari means to say the concept of Malim, the Kodesh, for the Meridim. If it's been used for a higher Kedusha, it can't be used later for a lower Kedusha. So Rebbe and Tosfos, the positive Yilbash comes to tell you something completely different. The Ravish is a Shchokim, even if the Godim is slightly worn out, it may still be used for Big Day Kohuna. But our Kopanim Reb Dosa says that Godim of a Kohen Godim can be used afterwards for a Kohen Hedjit. And Rebbe says that they can't, because of Malim, the Kodesh, for the Meridim. Now says the Tosha, Reb Dosa learns this from a Gzeres HaKosef, that you're allowed to use it. But Rebbe asks, disagreeing with Gzeres HaKosef, Lechorah, Malim, Mekodesh, Velo Meridim. Now, according to the Taz, what's Rebbe asking? And the Taz says that if you can't use it for its original purpose, for example, because it's worn out, then the concept of Malim, Mekodesh, Velo Meridim does not apply, and you can use it for a lower Kedusha. Now, as the Gemara goes on to say, Reb Dosa holds, now, once a Kohen Gadol has worn begodim on Yom Kippur, they cannot be used by any Kohen Gadol, not this one or another Kohen Gadol, or for any other service on Yom Kippur. So they cannot be used for another service on Yom Kippur. So it's the same situation as the Dovah Moshavah Kedusha, which is worn out. It now can no longer be used for its original purpose. According to the Taz Lechoru, we should allow it to be used now for a lower Kedusha. So why does Rebbe ask him of those of Malim and Kodesh, for I may read it? The Chayyim would prove, not like the Taz. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvos Bachad V'Chaim also wants to say this. Also asked his kasha on Taz from here, and he suggests that maybe that's actually the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Dosa. What's Rav Dosa's response to Rebbe? Rebbe says, "Ma'alim Mekodesh V'Leim Meridim." Nonetheless, Rav Dosa disagrees. Well, the Chayyim, I'm going to say, Rabbi Yudais would agree with that, because there's a concept of Yilbash, and in this particular circumstance, you're allowed to do it. In all other circumstances, not. But says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, perhaps Rabbi Yudais wanted to say that exactly this Chiddush of the Taz. That although there's a concept of Malim Mekodesh for no reason, if it's no longer available in its original use, such as in the case of the Bidei Kohen Gadol, which are not allowed to be used for any other avoda of the Kohen Gadol, then the concept of Malim Mekodesh doesn't apply, and you are allowed to use it for a lesser Kedusha. And that's good for the Machlokes of Rebbe and Rav Dosa, and we would pass them, according to Rav Dosa, at least with Tashmish and Kedusha, which are only Kedusha Kamesh Midrabanan. Now, the Rosh Yosef from the Prince Godwin we mentioned earlier also wants to prove with this Gemara that Ma'alim Bakodesh Velome Reading is only a din midrabanan. Why? Because Rav Dosa's darshaning psukim. Rav Dosa says that it's permitted to use the Big Kohen Gadol from Yom Kippur for a Kohen Hedjet. And Rebbe only argues because he understands, as the Gemara goes on to say, that you're not allowed to do anything with the Big Kohen Gadol, and you have to be going as them. So you see that Minatora, at least Minatora, you are my reading. The people who got him understand, the Rosh Hashanah understands, there's not a special Gzeir Shakotov that is different here. It's on the contrary, the Gzeir Shakotov tells you that you're allowed to use big Kohen Gadol, which are no longer available. You're allowed to use all, even what the Mishnah not no longer available. You're allowed to use big Kohen Gadol for a Kohen Hedget. So you see that the concept of Ma'ale Makadish will only read in at least, according to the Midota, is not a problem in our Torah. I, the Halacha Ma'ale Makadish will only read in, Rav Dosa would understand that that's only a din midrabbanan. In our Torah you're allowed to be married, only midrabbanan not. So Rosh is a proof from this Gemara that Ma'ale Makadish will only read in is only a din midrabbanan, because otherwise how would Rav Dosa allow it? According to the Rosh Yosef, clearly gets no raya against the Tash from this Gemara, because this Gemara is only discussing the Din Doraisa, and in Din Doraisa there is no concept of Ma'alim Mekadosh Malayim Meridim. Once Rabbanan came along and said Ma'alim Mekadosh Malayim Meridim, then different halachos would apply. So at least according to the way the Rosh Yosef learns the Gemara, there would there be no kasha to the Tash from this Gemara either. There are a number of poskim who discuss this. The Sefer, excellent Sefer State Sefim, on the Gemara here, quotes a number of poskim who are maker in the case of an Aron HaKodesh who was worn out and could no longer be available for a Sefer Torah to be used, whether they can be used for other Sefer HaKodesh as well. But to come back to the Raya of the Taz, what was the proof of the Taz that you're allowed to do this? You brought a Raya from the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, which we say that the Pachas of the Sefer Torah covering, which has been worn out and is no longer suitable for use for a Sefer Torah, can be used as tachrichim for a mitzvah for a poor person who doesn't have any other tachrichim. Therefore, you proves the task that with Ma'al Makadosh Malayim Meridim doesn't apply if it's already worn out and no longer available in its original use. The Sefer Nahar Sholem debates this, and he says there's no proof in the case of the mitzpachas, which is used as tachrichim, because in that case, what else are you going to do with a mitzpachas? Since it's no longer available as a Rishon Kedusha, you have to bury it. If you're anyway going to bury it, then we don't say the halacha ma'alim makadosh v'lo meridim, because you're burying it anyway, you might as well do a mitzvah with it on tachrichim for a mes mitzvah. There's no proof from there that in any other case when it's no longer available as its original Kedusha, you're still allowed to use it for a lesser Kedusha. Lechera, however, if you look carefully at the Taz also included this idea in what he says. The Taz is true. You're now going to bury it because it's no longer available for its original Kedusha. But nonetheless, if you bury it and use it at the same time as Tachrichim, at the same time as being going as it, you are in fact doing something else with it. And if that's a lesser Kedusha, Lechera, that wouldn't be allowed. It's true that you're being going as it anyway. But nonetheless, Lechera should be going as it separately and not use it while you're being going as it to make Tachrichim as well at the same time. That itself is a Ma'alim Makadosh V'lo Meridim. And therefore the Taz proves from here that it must be permitted only because it's not available for its original use. Both of them, the Nahar Sholem's Teretz doesn't necessarily answer the proof of the Taz from this halacha. The Chasam Sofer in Chelik Vav, Likutim, Siman Yud, has a different approach entirely to the whole idea of the fact that the pachas, which is worn out, can be used for tachrichim. And he asked, what about Ma'alim Makadosh V'lo Meridim? He was asked, in the case of a Aron HaKodesh, which is worn out and should be buried now because it's no longer available for original use, can it be used for a coffin, for an Aron, for example, a mes mitzvah, a poor person, or the like? So the Shoah wanted to say the same thing. Since you see the mitpachas, which is worn out, can be used as tachrichin, lechera, an Aron HaKodesh, which is worn out, can be used for an Aron to bury someone in. So the Chasam Sofer, I don't agree. He says the reason why mitpachas is available, is allowed to be used as tachrichin for a mess, is because the tashmish of Kedusha of mitpachas is to cover the Sefer Torah. And that can't be used because of Ma'alim Makadosh V'lo Meridim for something which is chol, which is secular, which is mundane. However, to use as a tachrichim to bury a Jewish person is the same kedusha, because every Jewish person, says the Chasam Sofer, has the kedusha of a Sefer Torah. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, says that when a person dies, there should really be 600,000 people by Talmud Chacham's Levaya. Can you see Nosa Kachna and Tidosa? Just like the Torah was given with 600,000 people, it should be taken back with 600,000 people. In other words, a Talmud Chacham's Nifta is itself, has a din of a Sefer Torah. More than that, the Gemara says, in my cotton, Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, that someone who is present when a Jewish person is Nifta, then he has to tear his clothes, because it's very much a Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf. It's like Chas V'Shalom, the Sefer Torah which is burning when the Neshama leaves the Jewish person. So every Jewish person when he's nifta is a Sefer Torah. He's got kedusha of a Sefer Torah, and therefore when you're taking it with pachas which is worn out and you're using his tachrichim, you're not going down in madrigal kedusha. It's the same kedusha, just like till now it was holding a Sefer Torah, it's also holding the kedusha Sefer Torah which every Jewish person has. So when the person's alive, then he may not use the mitpachas for his own mundane purposes, because when a person's alive, he hasn't got a din of a Sefer Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is not miyachet shemor ha-tzadikim kol zman shehem chayim, and therefore he doesn't have the same kedusha. Al tam din ba'atzma chatzadam, who knows if this person will remain a tzadik. But after his nifta, he already has a kapora, because the mitzvah is mechapes, as a chasam sefer. Amech kulam tzadikim. Then his body becomes a mitzvah itself. It becomes a mitzvah, it becomes a cheftzor kedusha, which is a kedusha sefer Torah. And therefore Chazal allowed you to use a mitzpachas from a sefer Torah, which is worn out, to be used as tachrichim for a mesh. If that's the case, as the chasam sefer, that would only apply to the mitzpachas, which you're using to as tachrichim for the mesh. However, the Oron HaKodesh, he says, that's also got a kedusha, but the Oron HaKodesh doesn't have just a kedusha of covering the mitzpachas which covers the Sefer Torah. First of all, says sometimes the mitzpachas doesn't cover the Sefer Torah entirely, and therefore the Sefer Torah itself is leaning, the cloth of the Sefer Torah leans on the Oron HaKodesh. So the Oron HaKodesh has got the same kedusha as the mitzpachas. Secondly, says some sefer, sometimes when you're changing the Sefer Torah, so you take off the mitpachas and you lean the Sefer Torah on the Oron HaKodesh, so again the cloth touches the Oron HaKodesh itself. So the Oron HaKodesh has the same kedusha as the mitpachas, because it's direct, comes in direct contact with the Sefer Torah. If that's the case, he says, then you can't use it for an Oron of the mace, because the Oron is one level down, because the tachrichim cover the mace and the Oron covers the tachrichim. And therefore, although you're allowed to use the mitpachas for the Sefer Torah for tachrichim for a mace, you can't use the Oron HaKodesh for the Sefer Torah for an Oron of the mace. It wouldn't necessarily follow this as a Chon Sefer. It's interesting to note that Aruch HaShulchan in Tim Kufman Dada Sifkes does allow an Oron. He says the Chor, there's no difference. And he said mitpachas Sefer Torah Shebola, you're allowed to use tachrichim for a mace. Kzuhi Gvisosan, he says, the chain nira the oron vashulchan shinizbalu, the oron and the bima which you use for the Sefer Torah, mutilasas be an oron atamut chacham. You can use it as an oron atamut chacham. Dara mitpachus kudushasa kudushas a oron. They have the same kudusha enchilik vein zeraseh. So it says Aruch HaShulchan. Now the Chasam Sefer does make a chilik between the two. And therefore, according to Chasam Sefer, we have no raya at all. So the Tazas Kiddush, the Maile Makodesh Ve'im Aridin, doesn't apply if you can no longer use it for its first kudusha. Because according to the Chasam Sefer, you're not going down at all. In our Gemara, in this case of Mipachas, it's the same Kedusha, because every Jewish person after his Nifta has got the same Kedusha as Kedusha Sefer Torah. Just as a final point, it might be interesting to note an interesting concept. We find that there are some who have the Minag. There's a scholar, and it's interesting that it appears to be also in Bnei Ashkenaz and in Bnei Sfarad, but there was an ancient scholar for a woman who was pregnant, who was prone to miscarriage, Chas V'Shalom, that they would sometimes take the girdle, the belt which held the Sefer Torah together, and wrap that around the woman, the pregnant woman's stomach, for the period of the pregnancy, as a shmira on the flood. And the minhag apparently was that first of all the woman would donate a brand new one to the shul and swap that, and then take the old one and use it for this particular scholar, and then return it afterwards to be used again for the Sefer Torah. And there is a debate in the Poskim about what is the makor for this minhag and if it's permitted at all, because lechora man in the kodesh for lema reading something which has been used to be mishamish transmishik kedusha of the Sefer Torah should not be used for the very whole, and therefore how can it be permitted to use it as a scholar to wrap around a woman's stomach when she's pregnant as a skula, as a shmir on the child. So there is a debate in the poskim about this. But perhaps in the light of the Chasam Sofer, one could suggest an original approach to this. What does the Chasam Sofer say? Chasam Sofer says it can be used for tachrichim for a mess, because every Jewish person has the kedusha of the Sefer Torah. When a person's alive, says the Chasam Sofer, a Kodesh Baruch is not the yachad shemoy al tzadikim, because al tamin ba'atzlocha, who knows what will be with this person. But once he's nifter and the mis is a kaparo, then already he's a tzadik gomor, and therefore he has the kedusha of the Sefer Torah, and you can use the mitpachas as tachrichim. If that's the case, perhaps you can suggest that Luadim, before the child is even born, is a heilig in the Shoma, a holy soul, heilig in the Kami Mal, who is Lotan Tam Chet, who is in the mother's womb, and as Chazal tell us, learns Torah with a Malach. This child is complete Kedusha and Tara. In such a case, it could be that along the lines of the Chazam Sofer, this is also a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. And the Yiddish in the Shoma with Lotan Tam Chet is a Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, and therefore, just like you can use the Mitpachas of the Sefer Torah when it's worn out to be used as Tachrichim for a Jewish person, who are then, and perhaps that's a limud tzus for the people who have this meaning, that one of the reasons why it's permitted to use the Gatel for the Sefer Torah for the Skula is because Be'etim is being used as a Shmir on the Vlad, and the Vlad also has a Kedusha Sefer Torah, just like a Jewish person after he's nifted, a Jewish person before he's born has the full condition of the Sefer Torah, and therefore perhaps that's a makor to the head, but one of the reasons why it's mutter for this minig to use it as a shmir for the unborn vlad.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.